Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody, to Political Coffee. It's 3 hours of political talk with a cup of coffee or two or three, because it matters. It really does. Everything you care about, really. Everything you care about in your life matters right now. It is on the line, folks. But you know what? It's not about Trump. It's about you. Did you see what happened at the Oregon Capitol yesterday? That really wasn't about Trump. That was about you. A listener asked me by email today, what if it all fails and we cannot trust elections, the courts, or the politicians? What happens? Revolution? Is that our last resort? As free people? Is what happened at the Oregon Capitol yesterday, is that the beginning of the revolution if everything else fails? We're going to have an interview at 7 o'clock with Mark Cosby, a friend of mine who was there. An eyewitness was part of that event yesterday. We're going to talk with him about there's lots of video out there because it made national news. And I'll be reading from the Breitbart story about that. Lots of other national websites and, frankly, Coin6 and other TV stations covered it all. But, you know, folks, history repeats itself. It does. History repeats itself. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you what I mean by that, friends. There's a fascinating parallel in, it's an article by Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. History repeats itself. Democrats are using tactics of the Marxists of 1917 in Russia to steal the 2020 election. And it's pretty powerful. Also, you have an opportunity to go back to the first subject of the day. You have an opportunity to actually do something about that. You know, it's not about Trump, it's about you. What if all else fails? Well, right now, one of the things that you can do is to call the White House and urge the president to veto the $2.3 trillion spending bill. Oh, you know that COVID bill, that $908 billion bill? If you saw my Facebook post last night, you get $600. Oh, goody. Happy days are here again. But it gives $1,800 to illegal aliens and hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries. We're going to get into that today. I'm going to go through that with you. Kate quietly ends the religious gathering limits. That's a story in the Oregon Catalyst today. That was quiet. I didn't hear anybody report on that. Well, she had no choice because the U.S. Supreme Court 4 times now has told states you can't treat religious groups, i.e. churches, different than, say, Home Depot. And they were. So they're recommending it now. Folks, it is another signal she's running for some higher office in 2022 or is angling for a Biden appointment. I'll tell you about that. And a federal judge confirms the existence of hammer and scorecard. There's an interesting little tidbit. And finally, the Epoch Times reporter Joshua Phillips does a daily report, and you can watch it on YouTube, at least for now. He's the guy who did the brilliant, and I watched part of it last night. It's 90 minutes. His daily report is about an hour. He did a fascinating interview with Lynn Wood. You should watch it. But the one I want you to watch is the one that he did last night. And it's not the Who's Stealing the 2020 Election documentary, which is Epoch Times. You can read it or watch it, rather. And you should watch it. But what he gives you is lots of very both interesting insight, I think, as a connected reporter, about all of this stuff. But really what's going on a daily basis here, from a reporter's standpoint, conservative reporter, it's very good. I'll have that link up there. You should watch his YouTube channel. And I mean it seriously. He's very, very good. And every bit of it, he will stand behind because it's well-researched and it's highly documented. Now, we'll get into all of this today, but I want to ask you, is it about you or is it about Trump? What do we do? Seriously, friends, what do we do? If we can no longer trust elections, the courts, or the politicians, what do we do to save the republic? We'll talk with Mark Cosby, who was there yesterday at the Oregon Capitol, about that at 7 o'clock. But we're going to talk to somebody else, I think, about it right now. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you were there yesterday at the state capitol, in the middle of that, would love to get your perspective also. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. Were you there yesterday?
No, I was not. I guess the good Lord didn't want me to go because he wanted me to do other stuff at the time period. There's a season and reason for everything, Jeff.
That's right. The problem is this.
You have a governor who's just like chapter 17 of 1 Kings, the true Jezebel of that day, 2,000 years before Christ. And yet, the people in this state, in this country, has been beaten up, been locked down. Do what I say, not what I do. Exemptions for businesses. If you're a large box store, which I went into, a grocery store, they had over 210 people. And not a doggone thing said. But you can't go into a cue ball to shoot pool. You can't go into the Croc Center and play basketball. You can't do nothing, unless you comply to the Queens, which you can deem considered essential. This is why I call her Jezebel Crow Brown, because all she cares about is what meets her interest, who lines her pocketbook, and is it. And you know the situation that happened at the Capitol?
Yeah.
It was coming. I got people in seven states. They work their butts off. They try to do what they can, and yet they do not hear us. They don't want to hear us. They'll hear whatever China whisper in their ears. They hear whatever the various socialists around the world that we try to appease and get their favor. $1,800 for illegal aliens. We already given them $888 of a $1.6 billion budget in 2015, 2017. How much more do they need? And they don't contribute. And they take away. And take away. And take away. We've given drug dealers, people on the streets, they're going to get money. They're going to get $600. And they ain't paid nothing in the pot, my brother. People like ourselves is tired. And nobody don't understand that if you stay silent, they'll keep cooking you in that hot tub while you having your cocktail and you think you're just kicking back. And they'll just slightly turn it up 2 to 5 degrees at a time. By the time you try to get ready to jump out, your legs are weak. And you'll be conservant to what they want. and people is tired of it. And the question is, how much more will you Oregonians, will you Californians, will you in these leftist states that's being run by supermajorities or on the East and West Coast throughout the country, how much more will you tolerate? Your taxes increase, but yet your job is gone. Your fees are going to go up, but yet you can't, but no jobs. How much more you want to take away, people? How long are you going to stay silent when they start coming to your front door and telling you how to go? You're going to have to take a shot if you don't. When are you going to stand up? Are we going to be like the IRA 115 years ago? When they took on over a 100-year war, almost, you know, to get liberties, but they got it through the Good Friday Accords of 1994. But the thing is this, people, if you don't know your history, you forsake your liberties for security, you shall have neither, period. You want to be like Venezuela, South Africa after Mandela? Those are two great examples where you go from economic security to poverty in one switch of a second, less than a half a generation. And we're on that road.
So let me
right
ask you
now.
This, Ron. So everything you've just elicited is driving people, or encouraging people to ask themselves this question. How much are they willing to tolerate? Okay, that's the first step, isn't it? Second step,
yes,
then,
is
this. What do we do about it? When we've reached our limit and you can't trust the courts because you know the courts in Oregon are bought off, in essence, by Kate Brown, they'll do whatever she wants. You can't trust the regressive totalitarian Marxist mindset of the politicians, or at least those in charge, and you can't trust elections. What do you do? What do you have left, Ron?
You only got one thing left. Oh,
what
you got two things left. You give them free will and free choice. One, you either comply and be sheep to the collective, or you go through and you try peacefully to resolve it by protesting. But when you are punishing the protesters who's trying to do what's right, but you're letting out the trash like a revolving door and letting the rats and the maggots of the society get more emboldened and empowered like it was in L.A. when I grew up in the 70s, then the last thing you have to do is you do what you need to do as long as it's constitutional and you're in fear for your life and you have to take those choices. Otherwise, you shall be a slave. You shall comply to the Queen Jezebel's wishes and all the others, the Brzezinskis, the people that sold us out, and even our Chinese partners. There's 200 of them. I like to know which one of those 200 is in my state. But nevertheless, we just pretend. Just move along. Don't worry about this. Republican bad. People standing up for liberty's bad. But Antifa's good. Trashing life of profit. BLM is good. Live in that bizarre
right.
world. Have the kick you need, too, people. God bless you and
thank
pray
you, brother.
For this country and state. Thank you.
Gotta let's go. It is 6:20.
Yes.
We'll talk with Glenn on the other side of the break. So, it's not about Trump. It's about you. What does that mean? What are you willing to do?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Got an email. By the way, you want to send me an email. It's jeff@1220.am. We got one from my friend Anne Marie. It was Candace Owens, you know, is the leader of the Blexit movement. Black young conservative, incredibly articulate. You see her all over the internet and Fox News and other places. On Facebook, she said something that is kind of interesting. And I want to share this with you, and then I'll do a quick commercial. We'll get to Glenn. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to call and comment. You know, what's interesting is the Liberty Daily, which I highly recommend you go to, the Liberty Daily. It is the replacement for the far-left Drudge Report now, anti-Trump, anti-Liberty Drudge Report. They asked this question, too. Have you noticed how the flu has just disappeared from the news? Here's what Candace Owens writes about this. So the Liberty Daily has that story, right? The flu has just disappeared. Here's what she says. Health experts say flu cases have virtually disappeared globally because people are wearing masks and practicing social distancing. So apparently wearing masks and practicing social distancing works. But then she points out, but COVID-19 infection rates are exploding because people are not wearing masks and social distancing. Kind of interesting, isn't it? You know, if that furnace of yours is not keeping up in the cold weather or just acting up, or maybe you just know that maybe it's an electric furnace. I mean, I had one of those once, and they're really expensive. Really expensive when it turns cold because the power bill just goes through the roof. If you got one of those and you need to fix it, or maybe yours just isn't working, your regular furnace, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can fix it, and they can fix it quickly. Because in a day or so, maybe even tonight, we're going to have cold weather again. Two or three nights are going to get really cold. So, you know, don't suffer. Be comfortable in your home or your business. Call Freedom Heating and Air. Check them on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. All right, let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Jeff, you are an example of us, the people. You know that building. You know what's going on in that building, how it operates. And Fields is right with Epic Times. Many things, and they've been on this thing for many years. You said history repeats itself. Yeah. One of my professors say the only thing men learn from history is they never learn from history. About the Capitol building, I know from experience, looking at both Sacramento, that building is fenced off, this Capitol, and our building is fenced off. The three western states, the Argentine junta of governors. I don't know about Olympia. Nobody has talked about Olympia. It is also fenced off. And, Jeff, you know the entrance is through the underground level, and those take special keys to get in the building. We don't have that key. That's you as and others had that special key to get that special entrance from underneath the ground, like ants.
That's correct.
Now, about the people that go into the building, they spend more time with the lobbyists and their money than they do I or other just on the street people. And it's all about, just like Lynn Wood said, is it not about those black sedans, mega-million-dollar homes for the Bidens and the cash. And he was saying maybe we should turn back a little bit and forget about some of this stuff that's destroying the country internally.
So yesterday, in talking about the Capitol, you know, the fenced off area, they breached the fence, which I don't think they should have done. I think that was a mistake, but they did it. Okay, but then someone came out the unfenced west door, and the protesters which were not able to get in. Somebody walked out, that opened the door, and a bunch of them came into the Capitol. In fact, some of them were armed. The cops said, well, you can't be in here. That then began the confrontation. And there are several videos of that that are in this Breitbart story. And you can watch each of them. What's fascinating about this is how, and we'll talk with Mark Cosby about this in the 7 o'clock hour, who was there. He says that the cops escalated this. The cops say that they used pepper spray and shot pepper balls, which they did out of guns, paintball guns, in response to officers being sprayed by protesters. Four people were arrested and a fifth person is being sought. So let me ask you this. And by the way, Senator Dallas Hurd made a profoundly good rant on the floor of the Senate, took off his mask, and then he came out and he addressed the crowd, as did Representative Mike Nierman. Let me ask you this, Glenn. If this continues, if Kate Brown continues with lockdowns, if the elections don't go our way, does this kind of activity by those of us, the people that are fed up like Ron talked about, does it increase or do we just shrink away and let it happen to us?
We really can't just shrink away. You're quite aware of that because you're not in the legislature now. You're a citizen like us. And you know, we can't just sit idly by. We've been doing these things across the street and trying to not cause confrontation. And now they're just using that as an opportunity that, well, we've shut them up. And let's just do our thing. You know, that's exactly what. And then the history that we never learned from is going to repeat and we'll have no way to turn it backwards. And then we're stuck with it. And with a nation that no longer has the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and everything else that we have built for almost 300 years.
That's right, Glenn. You're right on the money. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Lots more. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Well, there's Ron Wyden on Newsmax saying, yeah, many, many Treasury accounts were hacked by the supposed Russians. You can't believe that, folks. I mean, you can believe Wyden that would say that, of course. But what you can't believe is who actually did it. And that's because of the incredibly sophisticated nature of our government to make it look like it's coming from Russia. I mean, it could be coming from our government, or it could be coming from the Chinese. Not that they would ever do that kind of thing, right? By the way, if you're not outraged yet, check out the latest Gateway Pundit story. Democrats' stimulus bill. It's really Republicans, too. Also sends not just $1,800 to illegal aliens while you only get $600. They get three times as much as you got. It's not only that. And it's not only that it spends hundreds of billions, folks, with a B, billions of your dollars to foreign countries. But we're also sending $33 million to Venezuela, to Maduro, for the Dominion voting machines. You know, that Smartmatic software. Yeah, that stuff originated there. Yep, you, the taxpayer, are going to be giving Venezuela, $33 million. Trump needs to veto this monstrosity, folks. It does a lot of things that are really bad. Oh, did you notice that it's basically a 6,000-page bill? They had 6 hours to read it. But six Republican senators voted against it. Only six. The vote was 92-6. Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Rand Paul of Kentucky, Rick Scott of Florida, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ted Cruz of Texas. Everybody else voted for it. Now, why would that be? Oh, it's probably because they got lots of pork in it. That's my guess. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. In a moment, I'm going to start with the phones, but of course I have to pay the bills. So we are blessed to, first of all, have the opportunity to be on the air, and I mean that sincerely, because this radio station is not just about being a radio station. It's about a mission, and I really mean that. And I am blessed to have advertisers that advertise on this radio show specifically. And I want to thank them for that. And I would hope that you seriously consider doing business with them if you don't already, because they make it possible for you to call or text me to be a part of the conversation, be a part about standing up for what you believe, for changing your world. And one of those great companies is ProBioscience, pro-bioscience.com. That is their website, pro-bioscience.com. I'm going to stop by their location in Salem today to buy several of their products to give out as gifts, especially the pain stick. Now, this is what I've been raving about because it works incredibly well. There's virtually nobody that I know that doesn't have pain in your body at some point, just because as you get older, you do things or you have injuries or things happen to you and you have pain. How you deal with it matters. CBD can really help you deal with it, especially CBD from ProBioscience. Why? Because you, first of all, you actually get what they say you get. And a lot of the stuff you're buying off the shelf, you have no idea what's in it, number one. And if you have no idea that it's really got the amount of CBD in it that they say it has in it. Second thing is you can be assured that it's very high quality CBD because it is only sourced from Oregon. And Oregon has the highest standards in our Oregon Department of Agriculture of in growing CBD, hemp, which is where you get CBD from. They have the highest standards, the highest regulations in the United States of America. So you know what? If you want to feel better, then why don't you check them out? Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code for the month of December, the word Christ. December, of course, being Christmas, which is just a few days away. Use the discount code Christ, and you get 15% off. Plus, they have a great loyalty rewards program now where you can get even more off if you refer new customers who then can also save money. Pro-bioscience.com. All right, back to the phones. We will start first with Art, and then we'll go to Lisa. Art, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. Kudos to the six senators, and I believe it was 34 House members who definitely voted against this monstrosity. And the message to the American people is pork barrel spending is alive and well. And we most definitely should be upset about it, Jeff. And I think if you do call the president's office, you ask him to point this out and talk about it, but he has to sign the bill, Jeff, because otherwise, right now, they're just going to override it and, you know, Trump is in the fight for his rights. I mean, for his life and for the country. But I do believe when he does sign it, he needs to make a public standing. I mean, a public comment.
A statement.
Statement. And say, hey, I'm signing this because many Americans are suffering right now. However, I do not approve of this pork barrel spending. Point out Nancy Pelosi's daughter, because she runs the Kennedy Center, is getting more money this time. And point out some of the other stuff. I think that's very, very important, Jeff. But Trump's going to sign it because he has to, because they're just going to override it anyway. So if
I respectfully disagree with you, I think he should veto it. In fact, that's what I put on my Facebook page last night. And here's why. I think he should veto it, Art, because it forces then the override vote. That continues to smoke out and puts pressure on the senators who are not only the rhinos, but those that have been bought off through the, you know, time-honored pork offerings that Mitch McConnell or, frankly, the others. This is important for them to vote to override, because then they're going to catch hell from the people. That's good when it comes to what's going to happen on January 6th, with the joint session of Congress, where there will be objections, and the Senate, the rhino Republicans in the Senate, need to feel the pressure now so that they're worried going into January 6th, so they'll actually disagree with the House on these contested states. That's my logic behind it. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, Jeff, there's no right or wrong here, and I do believe we've already figured out who the rhinos are and stuff like that. And, yeah, call the president's office and say, hey, point out the pork barrel spending, but also call your senators and make it public to them that you're not happy that they caved on all this pork barrel spending and stuff. So that's another way to do it, Jeff. I mean, there's no perfect scenario here, which is really unfortunate. But I do think the president is fighting for his life right now. And quite frankly, there's even a lot of our talk show hosts on the right who aren't stepping up to the plate and defending this just election that was so full of fraud and stuff like that. But right now my thoughts are the most important thing is to get him into office, because if we don't get him into office, we're in a hell of a lot of trouble, Jeff.
Yeah, it's the protests at the Capitol yesterday are going to have to increase dramatically all over the country. Art, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Lisa. Lisa, good morning, and what do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. First, I want to thank you for what you do for us, your ad voice.
Thank you. You're very kind.
And the second thing, huh? You there?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. You've said it twice, and the immigration people, the immigrants who are so-called immigrants, are getting $1,800 a month. I got a quick little story to share that should piss more people off than just me. Back in the 80s, I worked for a food processing company in Western Oregon.
All right, hang on, Lisa. And, we're at the break. Hang on just and tell your story on the other side of the break. I'm going to give you adequate time to do that. Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I can. Thank you.
Very good. Hang on. We'll be back with Lisa in a moment. It is 6:48. Folks, there's a lot going on here. And it's not about Trump. It's about you. It really is. Back in a moment. All night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we will go back to Lisa. I wanted to read you this text message. Well, it's not a text message. It comes from a phone, and it's from another unnamed state employee. Says this, says, I just called the White House switchboard, which, by the way, I have all of the show plan and all of these particular stories that we're talking about up on my Facebook page. And I include the White House switchboard. Here's what this person says, the state employee. Says, I just called the White House switchboard. No person answers. Just a message. The message says to go online to send a message to the president. Okay. So go online then, send a message to the president. Let him know you want him to veto this. By the way, I just saw on Newsmax, literally over the break, that in fact, the president is saying he is now going to veto not this bill, but the defense bill. $700 billion. Why? Because they didn't include any changes to the exemption that Facebook and Twitter and Google and all of these, and Apple, these people that are against us, the exemption of antitrust that they get. So Trump's in the vetoing mood. If you don't like this porculus, if you don't like the fact that your rights are being trampled on constantly by governors, you don't like the idea that illegal aliens are getting $1,800 and you only get $600, and we're sending billions of dollars to foreign countries, including $33 million to Venezuela. If you don't like that, you need to do something about it. Call the White House. Email the White House. Demand that Trump vetoes it. Make the Republican rhino senators vote against Trump, which, remember, Mitch McConnell said he didn't want him to do. They didn't want to be anti-Trump. Speaking of illegal aliens, let's go back to Lisa. Lisa, you started in that story from the 80s, so please share it with the audience.
Yeah, and like I said, I worked in a food processing plant in Weston. I had a Hispanic boss, and he would bring in five or six at a time, and they'd be filling out the, you know, employment things with all their information, and they were making up Social Security numbers, one right after the other, and some would copy his neighbors. And they would employ them, you know, and they're like making $400 a week living in government housing. And I mean, and this guy supported them to the point that when immigration was coming, he thought he wanted us all to lie. Well, when I got home one night and I talked to my husband, he said, that's lying to the federal government. I went, oops. Well, once upon a time again, he said the same thing, and I looked at him and said, quite frankly, I'm not willing to lie to the federal government, so I suggest if you don't want me telling the truth, you better send me home, and he did. But, I mean, and they were right married and 13 dependents, and they were lucky if they were 20 years old. I mean, that's why, I mean, I get nervous talking down the air, but it's like people don't get it. What happens when you retire and you go, oh, no, your number was retired quite some time ago. You're still collecting, you know, Social Security. These people don't get it. It's one thing to care about other people, but it's another when, you know, they're taking something that you will miss eventually down the road. I don't understand. And we want to give them more money in their pockets? I lived in Baja, California for a while, and I know how poor they are. I mean, but when you're an American, you think you get the same rights? Absolutely not. If they think that they want something from you, they figure out a way to get it. I lost a pickup down there because of that. You know, in the grocery stores, they would charge you more for the same item, someone ahead of you that's local, more money. So, you know, I'm in complete awe how people don't understand and think things from the beginning.
due to several conclusions. They just don't get it. That's why I'm angry to hear that. We didn't hear it. I heard it from you, and that's the first I've heard of it. I can't believe it.
Well, thanks, Lisa, for that story. You have every right to be angry, because I am too. I don't like this, and it's got to stop. But this is how sausage is made. This is how the swamp operates. And a lot of it is the same of what happens in Salem swamps. Salem swamp is not quite as bad as DC's, but it's still bad. You have every right to be angry. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate the call. And, you know, the story that Lisa just shared with you is one that my former wife shared with me when she was an HR person at a grass seed company here in the Mid Valley. Same identical thing. The difference is this happened almost 20 years after Lisa's story. Same practice going on. Young Hispanic males would come in, fill out their paperwork with, you know, no deductions. And in about 2 weeks, they would come in and they would change it to, instead of being single with no deductions, to married with 8 or 9. Why? Because that then reduced, that's the scam, it reduced the fact that they would pay no state or federal income taxes. Still pay Social Security, but not federal or state income taxes. That was the break point. And then they get to claim falsely the child tax credit. It's an incredible scam. Still going on to this day. If you're not angry about all of this, folks, you're not paying attention. Got a text message from my friend Freddie. He says, if you don't have honest elections, there's not a damn thing you can do. No, I wouldn't agree. You can start making the life of judges. Yes, I said judges. A priority for your anger, for your activism. You can not only go to the Capitol and do what happened yesterday. Now, you need to peacefully protest. And at the top of the hour here, we'll be interviewing Mark Cosby, my friend, who was there live yesterday. You can make judges. You can make the politicians. You can make the bureaucrats' lives uncomfortable. Why? You protest. You show up at their homes, stay on the sidewalk, and you protest them. You make their lives uncomfortable. The judges. And then you work to unelect judges at the appellate court level, at the district court level, in Oregon, folks, Supreme Court level. It's not just the politicians, folks. It's the judges. You see, because if we don't do this, the only answer left for us is revolution. I don't want to go down that road, do you? I really don't. Got to pray, folks. Pray hard. There's a lot that has to happen. And it's not just about Trump, folks. It's about you. You believe that? Well, we've got two more hours to talk about it. It's 6:59. I'll be back in a little bit. Stick with us. I promise it'll be worth it.